Statements. European Commission.
Thank you, Chair. I will be brief, and thank you for the floor. The EU would just briefly like to highlight the results on water achieved at the UN Environment Assembly held in Nairobi earlier this year as another important place to also advance transboundary water cooperation also going forward. UNEA 6 resulted in 15 adopted resolutions, one of which was the resolution on water called Effective and Inclusive Solutions for Strengthening Water Policies to Achieve Sustainable Development in the Context of Climate Change, Biodiversity Loss and Pollution. One of the key points addressed in the resolution for us is the inclusion of integrated water resources management at all levels, including at a transboundary level. This is very important, also with regards to this water convention. We would have liked to see some stronger language on enhancing transboundary water cooperation and on using the tools of the UN Water Convention and the Ramsar Convention, but unfortunately there was some opposition to this. It's a key priority for us to keep encouraging the use of existing frameworks to strengthen cooperation at national, regional, transboundary and river basin level. Other notable mentions in the resolutions are the acknowledgement of the weather nexus, acknowledgement of mainstreaming sustainable water management and protection of ecosystems into relevant intergovernmental processes, a good focus on collecting and using reliable water-related data for decision-making, and promoting integrated water resource management across sectors, and lastly, to strengthen UNEP's mandate on water in the UN water in the UN system. So overall, the EU sees this resolution as a strong resolution in the global water agenda that provides a good basis for further work, also coming to UNEA 7 next year. Thank you.